No, I've had a lovely week. Had a tyre replaced. That was good. I've had a lovely spag bowl the other night. I think it's probably almost on a par with the excitement that Rack Sue, the first boy band ever to win the X Factor, has enjoyed.
Now, why don't you tell us about your week, Gary?
How's life?
Not too bad.
Nah, life is beautiful at the moment. I think we're all just sat here thinking that we've been blessed and, we're just really, really happy.
What is different to how you imagined it was going to be?
I don't think any of us imagined
this.
Yeah.
At just all.
Doing our own music, doing things that we love, and being able to call it work. Like, this is what we do for a living, and this is so exciting to be in this position with the support from your family, the support from your friends, and the kind of love and experiences that you share between your brothers. We would have never have thought that we would have got to this place.
Oh, I love it. And how did it feel hearing Rack 2 when they announced that you were the winner? What was that moment like when they said that you'd won the X Factor?
Just relief.
It was like relief and buzz at the same time. Like, it was kind of like everything just left your body.
And disbelief.
Yeah, and then it all just came rushing back, because when you realise that actually you've won, and then it all just went again when you were like, have we actually just won? So, it was crazy.
And what's the camaraderie like? Because, of course, a lot of you guys, you're going to be off on tour, a lot of the acts all together. Are you, like, competitive when you're on stage and when you're off stage, it's all friends, or does the competition continue back? I mean, how does it all work? How's that vibe? Sort of?
I think for us, there wasn't a case of competitiveness between everyone else. Like, obviously, we all wanted to win, but because we were all going through the same process together and we were staying in the same house, it became like a massive family, and we were very supportive of each other. Every time one person goes out and performs, when they come back, we're all hugging each other and telling each other how well they did. And it was just like a big, happy family.
It's really only with Muzzy's snoring that things got bad in
the
house.
Oh, here we go.
Well, yeah. I mean, here we go. That is a sight to behold. Honestly, it are.
Cheers, like, thanks for that. Genuinely, I actually found out the reason why about a year ago or so, my nose got broken. And I think that was what kind of set it off the most.
Oh, man.
So, thanks for that. Now you feel bad, yeah.
Bring it back on the sore point. Gary, this is getting awkward. Should we move on?
Great. Look at that. It must be time to play the record, guys. Yeah. Wow. That'd be great if you could introduce that for us right now, please. Thank you.
Guys, right now you are listening to Rack Sue featuring Wyclef and Naughty Boy DeMello.
It's KMFM Breakfast, Gary and Laura, and Rack Sue with us. First ever boy band to win X Factor. Who are the benchmarks in boy bandness?
Most in particular from the X Factor process, it would probably be 1D or JLS, just because they were able to take their success that they had in the show out to the show as well, and really create really inspirational careers and lives from it. So that's something that we would really aspire to.
1D, you know, they were put together on the show. You guys been friends ever since you was little. What was the first song when you came and started doing music together? What was can you remember the first song you ever went, right, come on, let's give this a try, guys?
Is it C'est La Vie?
Is this Bewitched, C'est La Vie?
No.
Oh, no.
And you double dead it? Were you working it, right?
Say you will, say you won't.
Man,
I can just picture it now, Rack Sue in the double denim.
Seriously?
Doing the Irish jig.
It sounded a little bit different than
that. Oh, it's a tiny bit different. Joking. Yeah. Now, guys, of course, Rack Sue, the inspiration behind it. Am I right in thinking it's tracks versus suits? Is that what it
yes.
is?
You are so
I
good.
Love it. Right, now, I've got some situations for you. I need you to tell me if this is a Rack situation or a Sue situation, OK?
Hey.
So, first of all, Christmas dinner at Simon Cowell's house. What are you saying?
Ooh. That's a Rack situation.
Oh. That's a Rack.
Is Rack good? Oh. Is Rack good?
Yeah. Rack's like the chilled outside.
Yeah.
Rack's your chilled tracksuit vibes.
I'd be trying to be smart around Simon. These guys are at home with him. That's nice.
It's for lounging, though. When you've had your Christmas dinner, you want to be comfortable,
seriously,
don't you?
Simon, he's definitely after all the shows, he'd be like, go out and celebrate. And we'd be like, Simon, we've got to perform tomorrow. And he'd be like, stop being boring, go and have fun.
Such a bad influence. allowance.
I love that. That is brilliant. Okay, next situation. Eating a bratwurst with Nicole Scherzinger. Are you Rack or Sue?
That's an Ashley moment. Okay. that's an Ashley Rack moment.
In fact, that's Sue. That's quite serious, you know. I'd have to get ready for that. Do you know what
where,
I mean?
Where are you eating the bratwurst?
Yeah, where?
Well, maybe
is
down
at Christmas market.
Berlin market.
Snow's gently falling.
I think that's Sue, you know. I wouldn't be dressed like...
Dressed to the nines. Although you don't want to get mustard down your front.
Smelling good.
Yeah, no one wants
with
that.
Onion breath.
You don't want sauerkraut down your shirt.
I deliberately get some like on my cheek so she'd have to be like, come here. Do you know what I mean?
What?
She'd have the yoghurt on her nose like we've seen in the advert. So it'd be, Ashley's
perused that advert over and over, so I'm sure he knows how to get.
You know them millions of views on YouTube.
That's because of Ashley.
Yeah, and anything that Cheryl's ever done is all from Miles, basically. Oh, my God.
Watch out, you'll have Liam after you. He said, didn't he, on The X Factor that he had to keep an eye on you?
Uh-oh. Yeah, he did, to be fair to him.
Bust that relationship wide open.
Yeah. Nah, you know what? Liam's a sound guy, and we bantered about it, to be fair. And he's a ledge guy.
Yeah.
Seriously, we bantered about it, and we had a laugh about it, and he said, fair play, mate.